A few weeks ago, we had a missions conference. You guys remember our missions conference? It was awesome as we just celebrate Jesus' purpose of world mission and going around the world. There was two missionaries from our church that couldn't be here, Nick and Maya, because they live in Ukraine. And their world has been radically changed. Radically changed. Their whole life has been uprooted. Where they're living, everything's changed in a year. A lot has changed in 1 year. I want you to think about that with me this morning. See, this Thursday, we get to celebrate an American holiday known as Thanksgiving. And did you guys know that this holiday was instituted in the midst of one of this country's biggest tragedies, the American Civil War? On October 3rd of 1863, Abraham Lincoln issued what's known as the Thanksgiving Proclamation. And I've actually put this in your worship folder. And these are his words that he sent out October 3rd, 1863. And I just want to read part of it to you. So Abraham Lincoln says this. This year, the year that is dawning toward its close, has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To these bounties, which are so constantly enjoyed, that we are, he says, that we're prone to forget the source from which they come. Did you know that's true? He says, and he basically says, they come from God, the providence of Almighty God. All the blessings that we have. He says, in the midst of a civil war of unequal in magnitude and severity, which has sometimes seemed to foreign states to invade and to provoke their aggression, peace has been preserved with all nations. He's speaking of England. They were worried that England was going to come and side with the South because they wanted the South cotton, but they've kept England out of the war. So peace has been preserved with all nations. We're not at war with anyone else. Order has been maintained, says Abraham Lincoln. The laws have been respected and obeyed, and harmony has prevailed everywhere except in the theater of military conflict. While that theater has been greatly contracted by the advancing armies and the navies of the Union, needful diversions of wealth and strength from the fields of peaceful industry to the national defense have not stopped the plow, the shuttle, or the ship. The axe has enlarged the borders of our settlements, the mines, right, of like iron ore and coal and precious metals have yielded abundantly, he says. Population has steadily increased, notwithstanding the waste that has been made in the camp, in the siege, in the battlefield, and the country rejoicing in the consciousness of augmented strength and vigor is permitted to expect continuance of the years ahead with, and he's saying this, we're expecting in the years ahead to have large increases of freedom. We expect next year of 1864 to have a large increase in the United States of America of freedom. Freedom. This is from the guy in the $5 bill. No human counsel has devised, nor any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gift of the Most High God, who while dealing with us in His anger for our sins, has nevertheless remembered mercy. It has seemed to me fit and proper that they should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged as with one heart and voice by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our Father in heaven who dwelleth in the heavens. This is, we're setting aside a day. Abraham Lincoln writes this October 3rd of 1863. People, how's that for a proclamation? And ever since this, every year we have observed the American holiday of Thanksgiving every day since after he did this. Did you all know that? See, The day that we all get to celebrate on Thursday was set up by Abraham Lincoln. And from him, it's been celebrated every year since. So here we go. According to President Abraham Lincoln, what's the purpose of Thanksgiving? Yeah. What's the purpose? The guy in the $5 bill created a holiday and said, we have to do this. And what's the purpose of the holiday? He says, the year that is drawing toward its close has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies, to these bounties which are so constantly enjoyed that we're prone to forget the source from which they come. We're prone to forget the source from which they come. I want you to take notes with me this morning. Note number one, write this down. According to the guy in the $5 bill, the purpose of Thanksgiving is to remember our personal and national blessings. That's why we are getting together on Thursday. To remember our personal and national blessings, because we're prone to forget our personal and national blessings. And he says, and because he knows this is so, he says, we've got to create a holiday and just take a time out, and we need to just have a day to pause and to remember our personal blessings and our national blessings. So this proclamation is not created in a void or a vacuum. There's context to it. Because 1863 was a pivotal year for the United States of America. Because July of that year, the battle of all battles was fought. For 10,000 bonus points, does anyone know what that battle is? Gettysburg. The Battle of Gettysburg. This is how bad it was. The Union, if Abraham Lincoln's armies had lost Gettysburg, the war was over. The Southern armies under General Lee would have marched to Washington, arrested Abraham Lincoln. The war would have been over. And America, as we know it today, would be a very, very different place. And what freedom looks like in America would be a very, very different place. Okay? See, Abraham Lincoln was scared in 1863. But the Union Army won after 50,000 casualties in 3 days of fighting, 50,000 Americans dying, warring against each other in 3 days. In Vietnam, if you go to the Vietnam Memorial, in 10 years in Vietnam, we lost 50,000 Americans. 50,000 casualties in 3 days. Fighting. For what? According to the president, freedom. Abraham Lincoln was so grateful that he went down there and gave his famous Gettysburg Address. And on October 3rd of that year, he gave what we've just been reading here today, a Thanksgiving proclamation that this day forever needs to be remembered as a day of, we have to thank God for our personal and national blessings. And it's become an American holiday created ever since then. Every year we celebrate it. So the purpose of this holiday is of thanksgiving. It's of thanksgiving to remember our national blessings. People, it's so hard to be thankful if you don't remember. Anyone? It's hard to be thankful if you don't remember. That's another note. Write that one down. Are you good at remembering? Are you good at remembering? Jesus, the night before he died, he says, take this in remembrance of me. You know what? We as human beings are really bad at remembering how blessed we are. And even Jesus says, I'm going to go tomorrow to the cross, and you better remember what I've done for you. And he's created communion because we have a tendency to forget. Abraham Lincoln knew this. He says, we have to set aside a holiday. It's an American holiday called Thanksgiving. Why? I need you to take a day, Americans, and remember your personal blessings and your national blessings. What national blessing was Abraham Lincoln remembering? The Union's still alive. That was his. And the cause of freedom's advancing. He was so grateful. He says, we're still here. And actually, since this, the cause of freedom is advancing. He was so grateful. He was so grateful. He says, we Americans need to be grateful. See, the purpose of this holiday isn't just to remember our blessings. Okay, I remember them. Now what? No human counsel has devised, nor any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gift of the Most High God, who while dealing with us in His anger for our sins, has nevertheless remembered mercy. Abraham Lincoln saw the Civil War as the price America had to pay for the sin of slavery that came on our land that we brought. And now we're paying for it in blood. But he says, it has seemed fit to me and proper that we should remember God because He's been merciful. Note number two, write this down. To give thanks and praise to our Father in heaven, from which blessings come. It's not that we remember our blessings, but to remember the God through which these blessings come. This is so important. This is so key, right, my brother and my sister? Do you realize how blessed you are and how blessed I am? See, our country is not a perfect country, and our people is not a perfect people, but we have been a blessed people and a blessed country. You can tell how blessed a country is by the number of people who want to come in versus the number of people who want to get out. We are a country who lives in freedom compared to Ukraine, who's fighting for theirs as they speak. We are a country who lives in religious freedom compared to Iran. Their people are in the streets fighting for theirs today, but not here. See, this is a blessed country. That's the point. And this Thursday is a national holiday set aside to remember this and to thank God for this land. Our freedoms has been purchased in blood. What Abraham Lincoln was instructing the American people to do on Thanksgiving is a biblical principle. What Abraham Lincoln was instructing the American people to do in 1863 is a biblical principle. Thanksgiving. Thankfulness. People, when you read the epistles, I remember when I was a young believer and I was reading the epistles of Paul. So the Apostle Paul wrote a big chunk of the New Testament. And he wrote, like, almost all of the New Testament, almost. And note, listen to this. Just reading his epistles, in Romans 1:8 he says, now I'm just going to read Romans 1:8. First of all, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you because of your faith is being reported all over the world. 1 Corinthians 1:4. I always thank God for you because of His grace given to you in Christ Jesus. Philippians 1:3, I thank my God every time I remember you. Colossians 1:3, I always thank God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ when we pray for you. 1 Thessalonians 1:2, I always thank God for all of you. 2 Thessalonians 1:3, we ought always thank God. 1 Timothy 1:12, I thank Jesus Christ our Lord. 2 Timothy 1:3, he starts off his letter, I thank God whom I serve as my forefathers did. He's always got this. A pattern? Paul, the apostle, learned to be thankful. Every time he'd write a letter, he started with thankfulness. To have a spirit of thankfulness. He began most of his letters with, I'm so thankful. When I was teaching at Biola, we would have a whole week that we would study the spiritual discipline of thanksgiving. A spiritual discipline of thanksgiving. Like the spiritual discipline of reading your Bible or praying, or the spiritual discipline of fasting. The spiritual discipline of being grateful and thankful. I know of people that have thankful journals. Every morning they write down things. I want to start off my day by saying, what am I thankful to God for today? Taking a list every day thinking, beginning. Listen to this. Philippians 4:6, Paul says this, be anxious for nothing. Anybody anxious in here? But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Paul says, before you pray for something, stop and remember and be thankful to God for what He's already done in your life. When I start feeling depressed personally, I always try to sit back and say, God, I need to be thankful for what I have. I just need to pause and thank God. If I want to ask, there's things I want to ask of God, but I always need to stop and first be grateful and thankful for the things God's given me before I even ask of anything. I want you to take note. This is another note, right? By the way, note number three, remembering your blessings and being thankful to God, it's a spiritual discipline. Do you guys get that down? That means you got to work at it. You have to be intentional. And all you got to do is just go watch the news, what's happening in the world, and go, thank you, Lord. It's pretty simple, actually. But it isn't. We get so wrapped up in what we want and what we need and what we think, if I don't have this, and you forget what you've been given. Here's another note. Write this one down. Thankfulness has the power to change our attitude. Thankfulness has the power to change our attitude. How's your attitude? How important is attitude? When you read in the Old Testament, it's the difference between blessings and curses. There was a group of people who Moses led out of Egypt, and they saw the Red Sea part, and they went through, and they came on the other side, and then God took out all the oppressors behind him. And you know what those people did? They complained. I don't want manna again. Can I have something else? I mean, and God just got so frustrated with them. He let that whole generation wander because they were not grateful and thankful for God bringing them out of slavery. Did you know that thankfulness has a way of changing your attitude of your heart? And attitude's everything. Sometimes with attitude, God brings blessings on your life because of attitude, and God brings cursing on your life because of attitude. Read the Old Testament. It's important. Attitude. Think. I have a friend of mine who I think about quite a bit. His name's Kyle. He died when he was 17, a good friend of mine. So there's days, and Pastor Frank's like, man, Lord, I think this stinks. Or there's days when you can have depression, or you just feel, all of a sudden I need to stop, and I pull back. And I start actually thinking about my buddy who died when he's 17 years old. And I think about it because we were close friends. And I'm like, God, I'm just grateful that I've had the chance to live every day since I've been 17. It helps me find perspective. I need to be thankful. It changes my attitude. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, that means pouring your heart out to God, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known. You need to think of the things you're thankful for. Tell God what you're thankful for, right? How many of you sought God's will for your life? Wouldn't even like to know what God's will is for your life today? 1 Thessalonians 5:16-17 says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. Not for everything, but in everything, give thanks. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You want to know what God's will is for your life? Being thankful is a part of God's will for your life. Thankful for what? How about your life? How about your freedom? I need you to pull back this morning and just see how blessed you are. Did you know that 80% of the world lives under some form of religious persecution? 80% of the world lives under some form of religious persecution. Nearly a billion people enter the 21st century unable to read a book or to sign their name. How many people in here know how to read? How many people in here don't? A billion people enter the 21st century, they have no idea how to read. Some 1.1 billion people in developing countries have inadequate access to water, and 2.6 billion lack basic sanitation. How many of you in here have access to clean drinking water? Raise your hand. Do you realize how blessed you are? How many of you have access to a toilet? Do you take that for granted? Should we? Number of children in the world, 2.2 billion. Number in poverty, 1 billion. Well done, church. Have you ever seen poverty? Have you ever really seen poverty? Come with us. We go on missions trips. I still remember there's times, sometimes in our lives when God just teaches us a lesson we'll never forget. For me, I was in my early 20s and we were going down to Tijuana to pass out food and to help build a shelter, our homes down in TJ. And I remember there was a lady down there and we brought a bunch of formula for babies. And she was crying when we showed up. We're a bunch of students from Biola. And she said, I was praying this morning that God would provide milk for me so I could feed my baby. And I felt guilty thinking of the prayers that I pray. To think that my prayer of, I don't know, God, I want a new pair of tennis shoes or something. And here's this lady saying, my prayer is that I can have milk to feed my... I don't see why God doesn't say, Frank. And yet he understands. Dude, do you understand? Have you ever seen poverty? It isn't a sin that we have clean water. It's not a sin that you know how to read and you know how to write. It's not a sin that we have food and that we have shelter. It's not a sin that we have national freedom today. But what's wrong, people, is if we aren't at least grateful and thankful for the provident blessing of God for it, that's when it's wrong. Do I hear an amen? Do we realize how blessed we all in here today? Every one of us. Do we at least acknowledge what our blessings are, and are we at least thankful to God for it? See, there's the purpose of this holiday. I pray that all of us in here, that our eyes would be open and that sometime this week you would have a long conversation with God and you'd tell Him how grateful and how thankful you are to Him and you're so grateful for the things He's done in your life. See, there's nothing better to a parent than when a kid says thank you for something that the parent has done, right? And there's nothing sadder to a parent than when a child just takes for granted their blessings and treats their parents with blind contempt and just complains with a spirit of entitlement. A parent hates that. Do I hear an amen from parents? Our kids need to realize how blessed they are. God the Father hates that. He hates it when His children complain and grumble when He's blessed. It cannot be that way with you, child of God. It cannot be that way with you, child of God. May God open your eyes this week and help you and me to realize all His goodness in our lives. People, that's the reason why Thanksgiving was set up by the president of the $5 bill. He said, oh my goodness, we need to pause as a nation. What did we just come through? We're still here and God is advancing. Freedom is a good thing and it's advancing in our country. We almost were defeated, but we weren't. Thank you, God. And He called the whole nation to say, we need to pause and say, God, we are grateful and thankful for what You have been doing. We're thankful for the freedoms that we have. We're thankful for the wealth that we have. Thank You, God, for the opportunities of wealth that You've given us. Thank You, God, for religious freedoms and political freedoms. Thank You, God, for the blue skies and the green fields. Thank You, God, for the beautiful mountains and the waters that flow. This earth is so amazing. It's all by God given to you to live on and walk on His planet today. You can go see His ocean today if you want. You need to pause and just say, God, Creator, I, the created, I thank You. That's why He made this day. And if you think about it, of all people that's walking on planet Earth today, do you know that you in this room should be the most grateful people? You should be. You should be. You know the cross. You know Jesus. But Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not none of His benefits, who pardons all your sins. How blessed are you? Do you know how blessed you are in Christ when Jesus took all your sins upon Himself and said, I will pay their sin and shame and guilt before the holy God, and I will wash them clean and purchase their way into heaven. We start there, and then we go down, right? And you begin looking at the blessings of God in your life. I want you to think about this with me for a moment. All of us that are in here, and those of you watching online, I need you to get out a pencil and piece of paper. On number 5, it says, what 5 things are you most thankful to God for? I want you to get out a pencil and a piece of paper, and I want you to think of 5 things that you're grateful to God for right now. And actually, as you do that, I'm going to ask for the worship team to come up. And as the worship team comes up, we're going to sing a song. Give thanks with a grateful heart. As we sing this song, I need you to be writing down right now, what are the 5 things that you're grateful to God for? And after we sing this song, we're going to tell God about this list.